86 degrees outside under sunny and clear skies in the St. Louis area. It should be a beautiful evening as well, with lows only into the mid-60s. Rain is not forecast for the St. Louis area until Saturday. In sports, the Blues have finalized their opening day roster with a few surprises. Rookie Tage Thompson, the team's number one pick in the 2016 draft, has made the team, along with 27-year-old rookie Wade Megan. Other rookies, defenseman Vince Dunn and forward Oscar Sundqvist, have also made the squad. The Blues have not made a decision on another rookie, Russian forward Klim Kostin, who remains out 7 to 10 more days with a lower body injury. Rookie forward Sam Blaze and rookie defenseman Jake Wallman have both been reassigned. The Blues open the season against the defending Stanley Cup champion Penguins on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh, and the home opener is Saturday against Ken Hitchcock's Dallas Stars. The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs will have to score 50 points when they host the Washington Redskins tonight if they want to pass the Los Angeles Rams as the highest scoring team in the NFL. The 3-1 Rams have scored 142 points in four games, which is 13 more than second place New England. You can hear the Chiefs-Redskins tonight on 590 The Fan. Kickoff is at 7:30. It's the day after the end of the Major League Baseball regular season, and the fallout is fast and furious. Brad Ausmus in Detroit, Terry Collins with the Mets, Pete Mackanin in Philadelphia will not be coming back as managers in 2018. And today, Atlanta Braves GM John Coppolella resigned amid reports of an investigation into the team's international signing practices. The Braves cited a breach of Major League Baseball rules regarding the international player market. And announcing Coppolella's resignation, ESPN ranks the Braves farm system as the number one in all of baseball. Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright scheduled to undergo elbow surgery tomorrow. The team expects him to be ready to compete for the starting rotation by spring training 5 months from now. The AL wildcard game is tomorrow when Minnesota visits the Yankees. The NL wildcard game is Wednesday as Arizona hosts Colorado in a one-game playoff. The AL playoffs start Thursday as the Indians host the wildcard winner and the Astros host the Red Sox. The NL playoffs start Friday as the Dodgers play the wild card winner and the Nationals host the Cubs. All four of those series are best of five. From the new 590 The Fan studios in downtown Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and now it's time for the 590 The Fan KFNS debut of the large morning show in the afternoon with the legendary Frank O'Pinion.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues. This rover.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I'm sure a lot of people wonder, what's he going to say first? Well, there it is. What I was going to say first was, I bet there are a lot of people who wonder what I'm going to say first. So those are the first words. Now they're out of the way. This has been the longest 2 weeks of my life. My name is Frank O'Pinion. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and good afternoon to everybody. We probably have the biggest audience today, right now, that we have ever had, and I'll tell you why. If you could have seen the emails that I got and the number of emails from people who said, we'll be there, we have the app, we can pick up the station, whatever, can't wait till October 2nd. There's no way this is not probably the biggest audience we've ever had. I don't care where they are. Springfield, Illinois, Seattle, Washington, wherever. So thank you so much for coming with us. There's a lot to go over today. And first of all, let me address it. We're in a brand. Let me introduce Trevor. For Trevor, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
They didn't hear you. You got to turn your own mic off.
Is this my? This no, is my yours, microphone. Yeah. Okay, right. Now, there we go.
Now, what's going to happen today is when there's more than one mic on, it's going to sound like we're in a hollow hallway, and we know that. And the reason I'm telling you this is so that I don't want a whole bunch of emails when I get home tonight going, it sounds like you're the tin can. We know that. this studio is brand new. And the only thing that hasn't been done is the sound deadening. You when you put foam on the walls or whatever they put, it's acoustically not great, but it's not horrible, and it's temporary. Now, you've heard from Limey Phillips. Let's make sure Dan's microphone works. Dan Strauss, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my goodness, it works. Listen to that hollow. When I clap, it sounds like I'm clapping in a tunnel.
I'm here. Frank.
Hello, Dan.
Wow, that sounds weird.
Now, it does. Now, the guy who just did the news, and I thought did a fantastic job, is a guy I don't know. I've met him twice, once for 30 seconds, and again today for about a minute. Would you please welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon the guy who will bring you the news and the sports headlines and updates and anything you need to know, Tim Woodburn.
Hello, Tim. It's great to be here. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's really an honor to be here as well.
You have to turn Tim's mic on, I think.
I turned Tim's mic on.
Here we go. It's already started.
Hold on.
That's on three.
It's already started.
Are you on four instead?
No.
Tim.
Check. I'm still not on.
No, he's still not on.
You had me right during the news.
There you go.
You started off great. Now you're fading down the stretch.
No, man, listen to
like
Tim
fetal,
go.
Like fetal bomb. No, fetal bomb couldn't quite make it down the stretch.
Whose fault was it for what just happened?
Not mine.
No,
his mic is on. His mic is on.
But it wasn't
I'm looking
on.
Right at it.
It wasn't on. So we have Tim Woodward. We have Trevor Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. And when he makes a mistake, we call him a Bridiot. Yeah, close. And we have Dan Strauss. Now, we have so much.
Oh, hi, everybody.
What?
I said hi, everybody. You said my name.
They already heard from you.
Oh.
No, I wasn't introducing you again. I'm telling the story. There's so much we have to tell you, because I know there's a lot you want to know, especially those of you who have listened for a long, long time. And I read your emails. I read every one of your emails. And a lot of you who are listening have listened more than the 20 years we were at the other place. So what will happen today is I will, as much as I can, tell you everything that happened. I'll tell you what it was that caused me and the date that it happened to know I had to get out of the other place. It was one conversation on the phone, and it took place July 19th. That was a Wednesday, and that's when I knew I had to go. Now, Blimey, can you find Cry Me a River? Do you have it? No, this is a great story.
I sure can.
This is a great story. And there are a lot of things that are going to go wrong and a lot of glitches. And I personally, I'm with you as a listener. I can't stand this hollow echo thing. It's really irritating. But it'll be gone. And what do you think, Johnny? Johnny, let's welcome the great. And we plucked him away from that other place and saved his life, too. Johnny Lomax, everybody. Johnny Lomax.
Frank, well, my headphones aren't working, so that's something I'll fix in here. And don't you dare take credit for bringing me over here. I had my deal in the works before yours.
No, you didn't. They were talking to me. They were talking to me about you. So Johnny's going to make, what do you think, the soundproofing the stuff, what, a week, 2 weeks?
ETA, yeah, I'd say 14 days possibly, but we got a lot of working parts. I mean, this studio was nothing but a shell of a room.
Yeah.
It didn't sound any better with nothing in it either, but
yeah.
Me and Gino, my favorite Italian plumber back there, we slapped this thing together last night. Yeah. And so I'm just babysitting Trevor now to make sure, I mean...
All right, so here's the deal, folks. We know that it has a hollow echo sound, but so what? It'll be a couple of weeks at the most. Well, dead in the room, as they call it. And do you have Cry Me a River?
I do.
All right, can I hear a little bit of it? Because I like it. This is Michael Bublé's rendition of Cry Me a River, and there's a reason for playing it.
It's a very ominous beginning.
Yeah, you might want to next time just start it after all this, because this is kind of like putting people to sleep.
I don't think. Did you know the song?
No, I had no idea. I completely forgot we were going to do this.
Yeah, if you cut it out,
uh-huh.
You can just start it there.
Okay.
Cry Me a River, and we'll play for about 10 seconds.
So we'll just go straight from that?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Because I know that natural curiosity, it's the reason people slow down and look at a car wreck, is people like the details of anything you know, savory, salacious, anything that happens. And I will probably be the only person who will ever tell you why I left and what happened. We'll do it piece by piece over the next few days. But I want you to know that on July 19th, just before the end of the show, that was a Wednesday, and it was not quite 6 o'clock, it was like, I don't know, 5:50 or 5:55, and I had just been on the air saying essentially this. I apologized to the listeners because I said the station just didn't do an adequate job of promoting the golf tournament. The golf tournament to benefit Backstoppers. And I said, you know, they had another tournament earlier this year, and they ran promos for it for 2 months. And it was online. It was on their website. This golf tournament that I'm hosting, and I'm still hosting it October 13th, got virtually no promotion. And that upset me a little bit. And I kept getting emails from people. I can't find out how to take part in the golf tournament. So I just flat out went on and I said, look, I'll email as many of you as I can, and I'm disappointed, too, that they haven't made it clear and haven't done the greatest job promoting it. While I'm speaking, I get a text, and it's from one of the higher-ups at KTRS. I'm not going to name names today, but there are only a couple people there who are really at the top of the tier, and he sent me a text, and he said, what you said is not accurate. So I called him because the show now is over. We're in commercials. And I said, what exactly is not accurate? And he said, well, what you said about us promoting the golf tournament, I said, it's absolutely accurate. And you know it is. And you know that for 2 months you promoted the other one. He kept going and kept going. Well, last year, your tournament, we promoted the hell out of it. I said, I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year. And he just kept on. And I said, be ready to play that song again, okay? Just that part.
Let me just make sure I've got it right. Okay, got it.
Okay, that's good. So we kept going back and forth, and I said, look, you know that what I'm saying is right. It didn't get the promotion. And he just kept on. And finally I said, look, I'm going home. I'm tired of talking to you. Now, I'm not going to keep arguing about something you know I'm right about. I have much bigger things to worry about than this. For example, I said I have cancer, which I do. We'll get into that later. It's not, don't worry, I'm not going to die. But I said, like, I don't know, I have cancer. And he said, oh, cry me a river. Play it.
Cry me a river.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm not the least bit worried about the cancer that I have. I've had it twice. In March of 16... Now, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it was fairly aggressive. So they had to go in and kill it. And 3 months later, it shows up again in another part of the prostate. Although this, the only reason I'm telling you this, I'm not ever playing the cancer card. I don't want any sympathy. I'm not going to die. It's not pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, bone cancer. It's prostate cancer. A cancer that they say probably most every man will get if he lives long enough. And the second one is on a Gleason scale. They grade it is a 6, which means if we watch it, it's very possible. In fact, it's likely I will outlive it. But when anybody says, when you mention you have cancer, anybody who would say, cry me a river, is just not a person that I want to have anything to do with. That's the second that I knew I was out of there. That wasn't just that. That's what kind of flipped the switch. It was more, so much more that I had, and I was waiting to use it at another time. So that was the day, July 19th. Now, I didn't go on the air and resign until July 27th, which was a Thursday, because the boss was out of town for a while. And when he came back in, Wednesday the 26th, I went in. And the next day, the 27th, I let everybody know we'd be on until September 14th. This has been the longest 2 months.
Two weeks.
No, this has been the longest 2 months because it's been over.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan, give him an
idiot.
Yeah, thank you. It's been over 2 months since I actually. Thank you, Tim. Thanks for laughing. It's been over 2 months since I actually walked in and said I'm out of here, and it's been a long 2 months. It's been a 2 months. It's been a wonderful 2 months, but I'm exhausted. I have not worked this hard because if you know, I don't work hard. I've not worked this hard. Let's put it this way. I've done more work in the last 2 months than I normally do in 3 or 4 years between meetings, phone calls, emails, and just all that together. It's been a lot, but it's all good because we're in a place where everybody here, they're either the greatest actors in the world or they're thrilled to death that we're here. And that's welcoming people who are coming into what was an all-sports station with a show that is hosted by the biggest sports idiot that ever lived. I don't know any. Go ahead, give it to me.
Idiot.
Thank you. I deserve it. I don't know anything about sports, and everybody knows that. But to the owner's credit, the guy who owns the station, he realizes that if you continue to have an all-sports station, here's what happens. You will never have an audience but a certain size audience, because the only people who will really listen are people who only care all the time, every hour, about sports. And that limits your audience. This will still be the place to go for anything sports. It's still the Fan. It's still 590, the Fan. And there's some people here who know what they're talking about. The morning show here is actually terrific. I don't say that because I have to say it. I say it because I listened to it. And the first 3 times I turned it on, they were talking about sports. They were talking about Katy Perry's boobs or some movie or something. And I thought, okay, I could deal with that. It's a terrific show. And Doug Vaughn and Tim McKernan do a good job. Now, I don't know a lot about the rest of the station or what's on the air, but I do know this. Over 20 years ago, when I went to that other place, Dan and I and the other people on the show walked into a place where they hated our guts, the other people on the air. We got the stink eye from everybody there because they were KMOX people. We are juvenile delinquents. We say penis on the air in a joke. No.
You say penis.
No, but that's, they only do that if we say, like, can I say Katy Perry?
Katy Perry. Yeah. Oh, you missed that.
Yeah, right.
Tim, which one's the sound effect for penis? I'm confused now.
No, there's not one, just the word. It's the reaction to
it. Reaction.
Did I miss the pre-production meeting on this?
No, we did.
I'll give you an example. Charlize Theron. See?
Oh.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But people who had worked at KMOX, to them, this is unacceptable. So they let us know in the way they treated us that we're not welcome there. But we went on there anyway, and we did our thing. And we outlived and outlasted all of them.
Everybody.
Some of them.
They came up to me and they said, okay, how long does it take to prepare the show? I said, we don't.
No, we didn't prepare this one.
No, really? No, we didn't.
I couldn't because we have so much to say and to get done. It would take forever. Now, Tim is here, and I asked him to stick around because I'd like to just get to know Tim. We're going to do that. We're going to break here in a minute. When we come back, I'll ask him to spend 5 minutes just letting us get to know who he is. I do know this. He's a pretty good-sized guy, so all of the things I might normally say to somebody, I'm not going to say to him right away because he could, you know, kick my ace.
Get a one-day grace period on that?
Yeah, 1 day grace period. But his real full-time job is a private investigator, right?
Yes.
So there's no way you don't have great stories.
Oh, I got great stories.
Now, let me just ask you this. Is most of that work that you do... Oh, and in England, aren't they called dicks?
They are.
Yeah.
Private dick.
So
you're a dick. You're a private dick.
Where's Hebe?
Isn't that it here?
Huh?
Isn't that what it is here also?
No, we don't use that word. We just say PI or private investigator. We don't call them private dicks. But in England, you would be a private dick.
Hmm. I don't work in England, so luckily that never happened. I have no desire to ever work in England. None of the women are tan there. I don't want to go there.
That's true. Here's my... When somebody says private investigator, I automatically think that most of what you do is following husbands and wives. Is that true?
It's about 10 to 15%.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a fleet of vehicles, and I have employees who do most of that work. Most of the work is insurance fraud, workman's comp fraud stuff.
So, like somebody says, I can't work, and then you spot them on the softball field.
I've had media conglomerates in this town hire me to follow their employees and their sales reps around. Among other jobs I've done.
Ooh, wow.
A PI can be used for any number of reasons. I mean, don't get me wrong. The marital infidelity stories are the best. They're the bomb.
Oh,
it's just, I can't make this up. The stuff that comes to me every day, it's just unbelievable. The workman's comp stuff, it's everybody claims they got a bad back. Everybody claims PTSD. Everybody claims, migraines. And then, they're out rolling kegs and slam dunking basketballs and hitting three irons. Right. And, that's the slam dunk stuff. But the personal stuff, when people start telling you about what's going on in their personal lives and why they suspect something and can I help them and stuff like that, I get results for people. And it's a fascinating line of business. It's no day is ever the same as the previous day. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, now, you ever get somebody who wants to kill you because they see you're taking their picture going into a motel or something?
Yeah.
They realize what you're doing?
We've had vehicles shot at.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like Ray Donovan without the killing, and I don't sleep,
Did you watch Ray Donovan last night?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Ray Donovan fan.
Oh, my goodness. Last night, what a fantastic show last night.
Yeah.
Ray, if you know, it's a Showtime, right?
Yeah. I do everything Ray does except kill people and...
Good. That's a good idea.
Pretty much, I'm like the St. Louis Ray Donovan, but I don't kill.
All right. So that's Tim Woodburn. He's the private dick, and he does the news for us. And do we do a half hour sports update or something? What do we do? Nothing.
Hey, this is your world.
Top of the
big
hour.
Man. I'm just. You tell me what you want. Now, I was prepared for top of the hour, but I'll do whatever.
Top of the hour is fine. Okay. That's all we need. So you can overdo news. All right. One other good piece of great news about this place. And then we'll take our first break, and that'll be the talk about First Community Credit Union. Every single advertiser that I was speaking for at the other place, except one. Every one of the others came over here. This really is annoying, I bet, for the listeners. Listen to this.
Hey!
That has to be irritating. It's only a couple of weeks, so we get the soundproofing stuff put in. But every advertiser came on board. And I will tell you that one of the things you're going to notice about this show, the other place where we were, they ran an average of 17 commercials a minute, an hour. 17 an hour. As part of the agreement to come here, we're limiting it to 12.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to make a world of difference. Well, look at this. We've been on half an hour. How many commercials have you heard? None. Except you'll hear the top of the hour, quarter hour, half hour, and at about 45. So I'll do the first one. I'll kick it off. We'll play a few, and before you know it, we'll be back here, and we have all the time in the world. And I will tell the sausage joke today about 5:30, and I'm dedicating it to a guy named Chuck Phillips, and I'll tell you why that is a little later, too. Now, if you want to call us, feel free to call. We'll talk about anything. I cannot read. Is this supposed to be the phone call screen? I cannot read.
Just call Johnny Lomax and ask if he can raise the font on it.
We've tried to do that.
Oh, my goodness. This is so small. Yeah, this is...
That's what she said.
There's no name. There's no name on these calls. It just says Riverview and Ledoux. There's not a name on here. Dan?
I haven't put a name on yet.
Well, it would help to have a name.
Okay.
I can't just go, hey, Ledoux. That's like Larry King. Ledoux.
Washington State, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I need some names. We'll get this worked out. We'll get the kinks worked out. We will take a lot of calls today, assuming that we can, because I want to know what you have to say. And the 12 commercial an hour thing is going to be great. So I know you have questions. We will answer almost anything you want to ask about what has happened, about what's going to happen here. But everything about what's happening here so far has been fantastic. I will tell you how I met the owner. I'll tell you how he contacted me. He will come in here tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. I asked him to come in and share part of this story with you because I think those of you who've listened forever and ever and ever deserve it. Now, I'm going to take one phone call just to make sure this thing works, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll take more. One other thing, the phone number. It's one number, not three. And Scott Sherman and I, Saturday morning, came up with a fantastic way to remember this number. The number is 855-282-TALK. Here's how you remember it. two cannibals ate two people. And then they talked about it. And they did it at 8:55. Now, let's review. At 8:55, two ate two. Two cannibals ate two people. And then they talked about it. T-A-L-K. One more time. 855, that's 8:55, 282, talk. Got it? We'll do that a few times, and eventually it'll sink in. Let me just take one or two calls. Let's start with John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. You are the very first caller to this show on this station. John, how are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm great. And I don't need to tell you, but I will. But I'm AMNP.
Well, of course. We appreciate it, John.
And I just want to let you know the depression's over. Thank you for coming being back on the air today.
Thank you for following us, John. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I'll follow you anywhere.
I appreciate Well, not in a stalker way. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me do a thank, John. One more. It works. This thing's working. One more. Randy, how are you?
I am AM and the PM.
It works. Sorry about the hollow tin can sound. It's only going to last for a couple of weeks. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. And I just wanted to say thanks for sharing your cancer update with us. I remember quite a while back when you shared that. And I can only imagine your feelings when he said that. My wife was diagnosed back in July, had her first surgery back on the 26th of September. And if somebody had said that to me,
Randy, I'm glad it wasn't face to face, because if he'd said that to my face when I mentioned cancer, if he'd said cry me a river, there is a possibility I would have hit him as hard as I possibly could right in the face and break
his
nose.
And you'd be broadcasting from prison, and we'd still be.
And I would be in jail, and that's the only reason I wouldn't do it, because anymore. You know, there was a time back in the good old days when if somebody did something that inappropriate, you cold cocked them and everybody cheered you and said he got what he deserved. We can't do that anymore. And I'll never make a big deal or play the cancer card, but I had to use it to tell the story of the single thing that put me over the edge. And that was
I appreciate you doing that, because for the 20 years I've been listening to you, you put up with a lot. So I knew that this had to be something.
No, it's much bigger, it's much bigger than that. That is just the thing that triggered me wanting to bring up all the other stuff I knew and walk in and present them with it. But that did it. When anybody tells anybody with cancer, "Cry me a river," my goodness, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you not sharing his name, but I would like to say hi to him, because I'm pretty sure he's listening.
No, don't. If you know who it is.
No, I'm not saying a name, okay. But I'm pretty sure that he would be listening to you today.
Oh, they're all listening.
But I also had a couple questions with you. I mean, obviously, you've got the team with you, and I know you've got your headphones with you. Yep. I was just wondering if there was anything else from the old station that you took over with you. Like, I don't know where you're physically located, but are you going to be able to reinstate your laser radar?
All right, this guy goes way back. He goes way back. We used to have a weather forecast we did it by looking out the window.
And
it was
called
Look and See Everything Radar, laser weather. And it was as accurate as anything that Doppler or any of those other people do. Randy, you've been with us a long time. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to know. I mean, you're still going to take people calling in. You're not going to cut them off.
No, we're going to take more people because we have more time, because they're running fewer commercials here. We have a deal, and we signed the deal. 12 minutes. That's it. Plus what I do. So yes, okay. We'll talk to a lot more people.
And if somebody just keeps going on and on and on, you're not going to yell out, "Don't talk while I'm talking."
That's another guy. Okay. But real quickly, Randy, what's the phone number here?
855-282-TALK.
See, it worked. The cannibal story. Thank you, Scott Sherman. The cannibal story. Randy, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. This 3 hours is going to fly by, and I can already tell that it's already 3:34. Let me do some business, play a couple commercials, and Tim, you can go work on your news or something. But I do hope that as we move along and I get a lot of business taken care of, you'll play with us and not play with us, you know, that way, but join in with us.
That was inappropriate.
That's not the right
sound. I'm glad you mentioned Randy, the owner, though, because when he comes in here tomorrow, I've been working hard on my Randy Markle imitation.
Me too.
And I want you to close your eyes and see if you can actually tell if it's him or me.
Okay.
At some point.
Can you give me a little bit of it now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you something, Tim. I want to hire you for the station, and let me tell you a little something about myself, okay? And then 2 hours later, okay, now I'm done telling you about myself, so I want to hire you, son. What's your name again?
You know what?
Your name? Oh, Tim. That's right. Tim, that's your name.
That is good. Give him a round of applause. That's
man.
Good. That's a good Randy Markle.
That is.
Here's my Randy Markle. I announce on the air. See, this is what happened. I'm supposed to break for commercials. I can't do it. I got too many stories to tell. The Thursday, the 27th of July, the day on the air that I said, folks, the show ends September 15th on this station, not knowing if we'd ever show up anywhere else. I get home that day. I'm not home an hour. My phone rings. I look at the number. I don't know who it is. And I said, hello. And this voice says, Frank. Frank, my name is Randy Markle. You don't know me, but we need to talk, and we need to talk now. So between yours and mine, we got it.
All right.
If we could mash them together,
yep.
He'll be here tomorrow at 4 o'clock hour. I think you're going to find this guy really fascinating.
I think Tim's is
better.
Yeah, I think his is pretty close to Randy.
Am I fired now?
Hold on a minute. Hey, you just said you think... You think his
I
is
think
better
Tim's
than mine?
I think Tim's is a little better, yeah.
And you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
All right, I think we've all had this happen. You mean to say one thing, and then something else comes out. And Dan, I believe that's what you just off the air told me happened.
Yeah, I meant to say that yours was a little better than Tim.
And you
said that's what I got mixed up with.
Well, you're nervous.
New equipment.
It's the
and
first
stuff.
Day.
Yeah.
New equipment. You're nervous.
Yeah.
And I understand. Because I wanted to clear it up because I don't think, and you don't want anybody to think that you actually would have said that.
Oh, no, not at all.
No. All right. First Community Credit Union, welcome aboard, Mr. Barks. Welcome, everybody. I was there today. It was the stop and the only stop I made on the way here today. I have been a member, we're not called customers, we're called members of First Community Credit Union for I don't even know how many years. Eight? Not, I don't know. But I know this. It's a great place to bank. And I also know one other thing. Like all of these other advertisers, they never had any questions about what was going to happen here. They just said, we want to continue to be part of the show. So here's how this is going to work. As long as all of you continue to go in and let them know your AM and the PM and tell them you really appreciate the yard sale, the actual original yard sale, which airs here, every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock, as long as you continue to do that, we can retain and hang on to them as an advertiser for as long as we do this show. But it is, as it always has been, so important that you let First Community Credit Union know that you listen. So thank you in advance. We appreciate it. Thank you to all the people who have done it, especially to all of you who have changed where you do your banking. It is a great place to bank, and the rates are competitive. They're big, they're stable, they're secure, but they treat you like a small town bank would treat you. There are 43 locations. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. If you want to know more, go to firstcommunity.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies, they didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to MyBookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Join Hotshots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hotshots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotshotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hotshots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hotshots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. Now's the perfect time to do a cash out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Everyone knows that right now you need to be refinancing. Mortgage rates are at our lowest levels, and home values are skyrocketing. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. Conventional loans, VA, FHA, HARP, Jumbo, USDA, we do it all. Refinancing or buying a home, apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Where's my bumper music?
I don't have any bumper music for you.
Sure you do.
Yeah, I didn't.
How did we do it before?
I did not. We just opened the mic and we just came right back to it.
No. We always had bumper music.
We never had bumper music.
Why don't you go to YouTube, find something Tom Petty. Is he still alive, by the way?
Okay.
Or has he died yet?
Wow.
Cardiac arrest. Well, is he?
Could you put it in a little
nicer
term?
No, is he alive or is he dead?
I'm pretty sure he's... I think he's on life support, but they haven't turned the machine off yet.
That's a natural question. So here's what happens. Every time we come back, just like the old days, you'll hit some kind of bumper music. You'll just have something loaded, ready to go. Give me any Tom Petty song.
We have never played music.
PepsiCo's commitment with...
All right, this is a commercial.
No, I know this is
a commercial.
No.
We just look. I just opened up the mic,
folks,
and we came right back to you.
While we have a discussion. Dan, have we not always come out with some kind of bumper music?
Yes, we have.
In 20 years.
Now, hold on, Trevor. The only time that we don't come out with bumper music is when we were behind a little bit and you would come out cold so he could
to catch up.
We're
not behind.
But we're not behind.
We never... So. All right, well, obviously I'm wrong. Obviously.
So. Young man, do not argue with me.
Yeah.
That's what our parents used to say. I've told you till I'm blue in the face.
Yep.
That was another good one. So here, when we break, you just have anything lined up except rap or hip-hop. If you play that, you're fired.
Okay.
anything else, country, pop, just come out with something. It's just a nice transition.
I like it.
Well, you have no choice.
Right.
You have to like it. We are back. This is 590 The Fan. I'm going to talk to as many people today as I can talk to, and we're going to start with Linda. Linda, welcome to 590 The Fan.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to be one of the first callers to welcome you to your new digs.
Thank you.
And say thank you for all your years of entertainment.
More to come.
And I also... And I also want to thank you for one of the best emails I've ever had. You sent me an email telling me I was a winner, and the best email you'd had, well, you just made my day that day, and I just want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate it.
Will do.
All right, Linda.
Bye-bye.
All right. Marcia is next. Notice how the chicks dig me, and that as I get older for some reason, and that's just, I don't know, it's even more and more that way. Marcia, how are you?
I am fine. How are you? And welcome back.
Oh, my goodness. What a great voice. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You're in Belleville, right?
In Belleville, yes. And I have one big question for you.
I have a big answer. Go ahead.
All right. Did you bring the girls with you?
Yes. The joke flag. In fact, they need to rehearse, so let me have them practice. Hang on a second. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh, you're almost auditioning. If one of them gets sick, I'll call you.
All right, Frank, yes. Welcome back. We are thrilled that you're back.
Thank you, Marcia. It's good
Thanks
to be back.
Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. You call anytime. Thank you, Marcia. Oh, my goodness. This is such a wonderful place to be. You have to understand, if as a kid, if you ever went to a new school, it was the worst feeling in the world. You're the new kid, especially if it's a small town school and there aren't a lot of new kids. You're the only new kid. You feel weird and out of place. I never felt out of place here from the first time I ever walked in here. These people have been wonderful to us. I think this is only the second time in my entire career where I've gone into a station where they were glad to have us. When I went to 55 KUSA and here. And everywhere else, it was the same response and the same prediction by people who didn't know what they were talking about. Well, this is never going to work. He's not a fit for that station. I want to talk to Steve. Steve, how are you? Steve?
I'm great, Frank. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you, Steve.
So I'm glad you're back on the radio. It's been a long 2 weeks.
It's been you have no idea. It has. Look, as you get older, time goes real fast. You probably know that. It just flies.
I do know that.
This is the first time in a long time that I can remember everything slowing down because of everything that was going on. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad we're here, and I'm glad we're going to get the first day out of the way. We'll all be glad when the soundproofing gets put in this room and it's not so hollow. And I understand people listening on the app, it sounds perfect. But over the airwaves, it's the acoustics aren't great yet. They will be in a couple of weeks. Steve, is there anything else I can do for you? Do you have any questions?
No, I just wanted to give you a heads up that Tom Petty did pass away about an hour or so ago.
Okay, now is that a credible source? Where'd you hear that?
Actually, I got it through, I think, through your other channel that I have their app on that gives me the news updates.
I just checked Steve, Tim Woodburn. Tim Woodburn just confirmed, he's our news guy, yes, Tom Petty has passed away. So,
and yeah, I do have your app on my phone, but I am listening to you on the radio right now as well. But you know, whenever I get the chance, I will listen to you on the app.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, and I do want to mention, my mom is listening. She has a flip phone, so she doesn't have the app.
Right.
But she is listening, and she's listening loud and clear in Bourbon, Missouri.
Yeah. Last Thursday, I drove to Imperial, Missouri. And like your mom, I had it on the whole way. And it was, you know, there's nothing wrong with the signal of this station. No, it doesn't go to Springfield, Illinois. It doesn't go to Cape Girardeau. And if you're an advertiser, your response to that is, who cares? Well, I care. And we care because we want to keep everybody who's always listened. And we can't because of the app. And the app is crystal clear. Take a couple other quick ones here. We're going to be kind of flopping around here, and we're going to be sloppy. Hold it. That's what we've always been.
What?
What's the difference? There's not any. But I am going to try to hit to turn it over to Tim Woodburn at exactly 4 o'clock. But that should be easy because we used to always go to ABC News top of the hour. Let me talk to Louie. Louie. How are you, Louie?
Hey, Frank. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Louie.
I'm glad you're back. AM and the PM.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to maybe say something to any of your other long-distance callers or listeners. I'm calling you from Florence, Italy. That's where I live, and I'm a loyal listener.
Are you kidding?
Wait, no. All the way in... Oh, well.
Florence, Italy?
Florence, Italy.
This is Cam Jansen, and you're listening to...
What the heck was that?
I don't know. I hit something. It's my bad. All right, Carol.
Everything that happens, Louis, that's wrong, it's all going to be Trevor's fault.
All right.
I know. And look, you've got the yard show in the morning. He can always go back to that. If he can't handle it, put him back down.
He never did the yard sale. Did you? You didn't do the yard sale.
He was with Farmer Dave. That's like 11 o'clock in the morning you guys come on.
But that's not the yard sale. The yard sale is Saturday morning, and it's still on. 7 to 9 o'clock with Scott Sherman. Louis, thank you so much for staying with us. I appreciate it.
Enjoy it, and I hope all your other long-distance listeners call in. Thanks.
They will. In time, we'll get to all of them, and I'll get to John right now. John, how are you?
AM and PM,
thank
Frank.
You, John.
I've got one question to ask Trevor.
Sure. Trevor, it's for you.
What can I do for you?
Hey, Trevor?
Yeah.
Did you get the cake on your last day?
I did not get any cake on my last day. Just told me to leave. But thank you for checking. Okay. That's very nice of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
John, thanks for
staying with us. Good hearing you, Frank.
Thank you, John. Now, when Trevor speaks, I hear it bouncing all over the room.
I don't hear any. Like, I'm speaking as much into the mic as possible.
Okay. And I mean, we're going to constantly have to remind people so that they don't email us. We know the acoustics aren't right yet. The last phase of this new studio, maybe it should have been an earlier phase, but it's the last phase, and it's the insulation to deaden the room. I'm going to take one more call, and then we'll tell you some stories. And yes, we'll have the Playhouse, and yes, we'll have the sausage joke. Daniel, how are you?
Hey. Well, I'm AM in the PM.
Now, on the screen, it says you're in Hawaii.
Well, yes, I'm from Hawaii. I'm the one that moved here to take care of my aunt and uncle who listened to you from day one on the other place. And I had all of my windows replaced for the sponsor that you had.
That would be Window World. Still have. Still have.
Good. Everybody needs to go to Window World because they did an incredible job at my house.
All right, Daniel.
But I wanted to welcome you and let you know I've reprogrammed my car radio, the home radios. I deleted the old app and installed the one for $5.90 a.m.
That's all we can ask. That's all we can ask. Thank you, Daniel.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Speaking of that, I had a bunch of emails from people who said, why in the world were you telling people before you left to download the app for the other station? It was simple. It was to get you accustomed to listening through an app. I would like to ask all of you right now to delete that app. You will never need it again. All right, we'll wait. You got that time passing music. Da, 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 da. We'll wait while you delete. It doesn't take long. You'll delete the app for the other station, and you can take it off the presets on your radio. You don't have it, do you?
I do have it. I just have to find it. Sorry.
Well, we don't have time.
Hit the wrong button.
You know you have 90 days. That's the probationary period. No, actually, after day of 90.
I think I'm doing pretty all right, 90. Actually.
You do?
I mean, like, I'm doing terrible, but, you know, it could be like we're on air, we're broadcasting. Dan's smiling.
It's
he's
okay.
Happy.
Hey, someone called from Cape and said that the station is coming in loud and clear down there.
And we're not, look, this is not about you calling, well, I can't hear it. I can hear it. It is what it is. This is the first place I ever worked in radio. Believe it or not, in 1970, my first job was 590 right here. Circle of life. This will be where I end probably my career, is where I started it. That, to me, is a little bit weird. In a good way. In a good way. All right, I'm going to do some business. We'll get some commercials out of the way that we didn't play. Tim Woodburn will have the news, including the sad story that Tom Petty has passed away. It is now my great pleasure to speak for the longest-running advertiser we have, Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Been with us for almost 22 years. And has stuck with us through all of it and is sticking with us now. And all you have to do to keep that going is when the time comes that you need a kitchen or bathroom remodeled, you call Thompson Price. And you give them a chance. Give them an opportunity. Let them give you a bid. We never tell people what to do. If you want to go with somebody else, that's your choice. You'll probably be sorry, but you can do that. All we ask is that you make sure at least one of the companies you're talking to has the name Price in it. Thompson Price. Our kitchen and every bathroom in our house has been completely remodeled by Thompson Price. We didn't do them all at once, or I would be bankrupt. We did the kitchen first, and a couple of years later, a bathroom, and a couple of years later, a bathroom. We've been in this house for 31 years. And you know what parts of the house I like the most after 31 years? Are the kitchen and all the bathrooms. Because those are the parts of the house that Thompson Price and his people remodeled. So you may not want to be doing it today or this week or this month or even next month, but when the time comes, please remember the name Thompson Price. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Website is thompsonprice.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies, they didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Join Hotshots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hotshots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotshotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hotshots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hotshots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. Now's the perfect time to do a cash-out refinance, get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Make Hotshots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hotshots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud Family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hotshots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
When Murphy was born, the doctor dropped him.
Sorry about that, man. They're just so slippery.
On his first birthday, the single candle on his cake burned down the family home.
Grab the cat!
When he was 12, he hit his first home run, which hit his father in the head and left him thinking he was a chicken.
Dad?
Throughout Murphy's life, anything that could go wrong did. But now, even Murphy can win.
I can?
With MyBookie.ag, anyone can bet on sports and win.
But I never win anything.
All you have to do is sign up to get 50% bonus cash. Bet with confidence. MyBookie.ag has fast payouts and the best customer service in the business.
I just bet on the Browns to win the big game. That's Brady's team, right?
Okay, maybe Murphy will never win. But you can on MyBookie.ag. Log on today and use the promo code RADIO.
Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert Office, we are busier than ever making sure everybody gets locked in before it's too late. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends.